This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Susan Stamberg. In a searing indictment of the Central Intelligence Agency, the Senate Intelligence Committee has concluded that the U.S. decisions to go to war in Iraq were based on flawed intelligence. The committee spent more than a year examining the U.S. intelligence community's pre-war assessments on Iraq. Both Republican and Democratic committee members say their findings, which run 511 pages, illustrate an urgent need for reform of the intelligence agencies. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Senate Intelligence Committee report challenges the underpinnings of the Bush administration's case for war against Iraq. The committee chairman, Republican Pat Roberts of Kansas, presented the findings.
Before the war, the U.S. intelligence community told the president, as well as the Congress, that Saddam Hussein had stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons, and if left unchecked, would probably have a nuclear weapon during this decade. Well, today we know these assessments were wrong. They were also unreasonable and largely unsupported by the available intelligence.
A few weeks before Congress voted to go to war, the intelligence community gave lawmakers what is known as a national intelligence estimate. According to the Senate committee, the intelligence estimate did not accurately reflect uncertainties or disagreements about Iraq within the intelligence agencies. Senator Jay Rockefeller, the ranking Democrat on the intelligence committee, says he and his colleagues concluded that the intelligence community suffered from so-called groupthink.
The report points out the intelligence community began with a presumption that Iraq had the weapons, never questioned the assumption that Iraq had the weapons, and viewed virtually every bit of ambiguous information as supporting the fact that the weapons were there.
Senator Rockefeller predicts that the intelligence failure documented by his committee will affect U.S. national security for generations to come.
Our credibility is diminished. Our standing in the world has never been lower. We have fostered a deep hatred of Americans in the Muslim world, and that will grow. As a direct consequence, our nation is more vulnerable today than ever before.
The report does not address how the White House used, or perhaps misused, intelligence to support its case for war. Republicans on the committee insisted on postponing that phase of the investigation. Its conclusions are unlikely to be released until after the presidential election in November. But the report does raise many troubling issues about the way U.S. intelligence agencies operate. Committee member Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat, says the report illustrates a structural failure.
Let me quote the report. There was a combination of systemic weaknesses, primarily in analytic tradecraft, compounded by a lack of information sharing, poor management, and inadequate intelligence collection, end quote. I think the committee's report proves that the present arrangement of collection and analysis between agencies and departments must change.
Republican Pat Roberts also called for reform, saying that dedicated intelligence professionals are hampered by a flawed system. At CIA headquarters yesterday, Deputy Director John McLaughlin held a rare news conference to answer the criticism. He acknowledged that some things could have been done better. But McLaughlin disagreed with the assertion that the 2002 National Intelligence Estimate failed to reflect uncertainties about Iraq.
If you look at the body of this estimate, you will see that the differences within the community are amply laid out in great detail. Qualifiers are there.
McLaughlin conceded that the summary of the intelligence estimate did not reflect those differences or uncertainties. He said that in the future, the intelligence community will make sure that any uncertainties are reflected in the summaries in case members of Congress or policymakers don't have the time or inclination to read an entire report. McLaughlin takes over the CIA in an acting capacity from Director George Tenet, who has resigned. Tenet's last day on the job is tomorrow. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.